This is Sam, and you're listening to the Pub Trivia Group Podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, nerds, listen up. This is Sam. Thank you for listening. I am not going to even call this an episode. This is just going to be a bonus episode. I've had an interesting week. We'll get to that because I made a round out of it. So wait for that. But I really did want to make sure that I got on the mic and at least published something this week, because next week, Friday already, we're playing our April live game, and I wanted to make sure that I reminded people of it. So if you're interested in playing live YouTube-based trivia, Friday, April 26th, 8 p.m. Central, join the Facebook page. We'll get you set up, or you can reach out to me by email, Twitter, Instagram, if you reach out on there. Facebook is the easiest. I'm most responsive on that. But reach out. We'd love to have you. We've been having well over 20 teams play from all over the United States, Canada, as far away as Australia and Japan. It's been a good time. You watch my YouTube stream. You send in your answers after every round. I score them live. It's a good time. It's just like you're at the pub, but you get to be on the couch in your pajamas. We'd love to see you there. All right, so that was my spiel. All right, I didn't get to publish a full episode this week. I didn't get to. I apologize for that. I got one round for you. And the reason I have one round for you is our school, the school I send my kids to, was unexpectedly closed on Wednesday. It was unexpectedly closed on Wednesday for something that was completely beyond my control, beyond the school's control. I'm not going to tell you what it is because I used whatever happened to inspire a short answer themes round. So here we go. Round number one, short answer themes, my only round for today. This round has 10 short answer items featuring a common theme. This particular common theme was the reason I couldn't send my kids to school on Wednesday. And once you discover the common theme, it's going to be easier to identify the correct answer. So I'm keeping that common theme a secret for the moment. But through these 10 items, you'll be able to figure it out. And again, once you figure out the common theme, not only will you know why I couldn't send my kids to school on Wednesday and have a short trivia episode as a result, because I didn't have time to do it, but you'll also be able to better identify the 10 correct answers. All right, here we go. Item number one. Peaking at number 12 on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1995, this live song deals with the cycle of life as it references an old mother who dies, as well as a new mother who cries as she first meets her newborn child. All right, item number two. Played by a member of the so-called Frat Pack. F-R-A-T. This fictional character debuted in 2006 and takes up residence in the fictional Radiator Springs, Arizona. Item 3. This is the largest city on Lake Superior based on population of the city proper. Item number four. This 2017 song by Imagine Dragons preaches nonconformity within the lyrics, quote, "not a yes, sir, not a follower." Item five. Of the top four North American professional sports leagues, this team has been the only representative from its state since 2008. Most recently, this team led its conference in its recently completed regular season with 57 wins. Item number 6. Released in 2005, this is the first installment in a series of young adult fantasy novels by Rick Riordan. A film adaptation was released in 2010, and its plot was again adapted for a 2023 Disney Plus series. Item number 7. In 2023, Ben Stiller tweeted he would make no apologies for this 2008 film, stating, quote, "It's always been a controversial movie since when we opened. Proud of it and the work everyone did on it." Number 8. What is the English translation of the German military term Blitzkrieg? Number 9. Here's another team from one of North America's top four leagues, this one from a state with 9 teams representing it. Anyway, this team has won 3 league titles since its 1992 founding, most recently in 2021. And then finally, number 10. The music video for this 1990 single by AC/DC became the band's first to surpass 1 billion YouTube views in 2021, perhaps because of the drinking game. All right, pause now if you need more time. We're going to go over those. See if you know the answers. All right, item number 1. Peaking at number 12 on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1995, this live song deals with the cycle of life as it references an old mother who dies, as well as a new mother who cries as she first meets her newborn child. All right, that song, Lightning Crashes by the band Live. You see what I did there? I said this live song, so if you didn't know Live was a band, maybe that was confusing. Yeah, Lightning Crashes by Live. Total banger. All right, number 2. Played by a member of the so-called Frat Pack, this fictional character debuted in 2006 and takes up residence in the fictional Radiator Springs, Arizona. All right, that is a character played by Owen Wilson in the Pixar film Cars. I am talking about Lightning McQueen. All right, number 3. This is the largest city on Lake Superior based on population of the city proper. Oh yeah, so as the Minnesotan here, I'm sorry, but it's not Duluth, it's Thunder Bay, Ontario. Thunder Bay, Ontario. Just over 100,000 people. Duluth, slightly under 100,000 people. All right, number 4. This 2017 song by Imagine Dragons preaches nonconformity within the lyrics, quote, "Not a yes, sir, not a follower." All right, that song by Imagine Dragons, Thunder. All right, number 5. Of the top 4 North American professional sports leagues, this team has been the only representative from its state since 2008. Most recently, this team led its conference in the recently completed regular season with 57 wins. Okay, so that is, right, that state, Oklahoma. The team moved from Seattle to Oklahoma City in 2008. That is the Oklahoma City Thunder, who I guess just won the Western Conference regular season. They're the top seed. Good on them. Good on them, but my fair weather fandom will always be with the Milwaukee Bucks. Fear the deer, everybody. Fear the deer. All right, number six. Released in 2005, this is the first installment in a series of young adult fantasy novels by Rick Riordan. A film adaptation was released in 2010, and its plot was again adapted for a 2023 Disney Plus series. Yeah, so that's the Percy Jackson series. I am talking about The Lightning Thief. All right, number seven. In 2023, Ben Stiller tweeted he would make no apologies for this 2008 film, stating, quote, "It's always been a controversial movie since when we opened. Proud of it and the work everyone did on it." All right, that film, Tropic Thunder, in which Ben Stiller, another so-called frat packer, he like directed it, I think he wrote a lot of it, he definitely starred in it. Ben Stiller, talented dude. All right, number eight, what is the English translation of the German military term Blitzkrieg? All right, that would be Lightning War. So a little World War II history right there. All right, number nine, here's another team from one of North America's top four leagues. This one from a state with nine teams representing it. Anyway, this team has won three league titles since its 1992 founding, most recently in 2021. Yeah, in 2021, they actually won their like second consecutive title. Again, as a Minnesotan, we are supposed to be the state of hockey, but we don't have like any NHL titles. I'm talking about the Tampa Bay Lightning. How about that the Tampa Bay Lightning have three titles when the Minnesota Wild have none? And the North Stars didn't have any before them. How is that? I don't know. Anyway, congrats, Tampa. Good job. Good job. All right, number 10, our 10th and final one for this short game. The music video for this 1990 single by AC/DC became the band's first to surpass 1 billion YouTube views in 2021, perhaps because of the drinking game. I don't know if it's the drinking game that pushed it above 1 billion views, but when I think of most popular AC/DC songs, I'm thinking, you know, Shook Me All Night Long, I'm thinking Back in Black. This one, also a popular song, I just don't think of it as being as big as those two I just referenced, Thunderstruck. Thunderstruck, which I remember back in college, shout out University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire. Again, I'm kind of old and boring now, but I remember back in college, Thunderstruck being played at a lot of college parties. So I'm not surprised that that was the first song by AC/DC to be over 1 billion views on YouTube. That's my theory anyway. You don't have to agree. Anyway, also a banger. Now, the theme of the round, thunder and lightning, we had a pretty significant storm in Minnesota on Tuesday, and a lightning strike caused my kids' school to have their like fire alarm not work. So all day Wednesday, kids were home with me. We did some fun stuff, and I, you know, tried to get done as much work as possible. My wife tried to get done as much work as possible, but thunderstruck. Everyone was okay, right? Everyone was okay, and I wrote a hopefully fun trivia round based on the school closure. So you have that. Cool. Yeah, couple bangers in that round. Thunderstruck, lightning crashes, which is a great reminder before we go that if you haven't already, please complete the survey in the show notes for the banger to end all bangers. It's my annual music countdown trivia game. It's been a lot of fun. For people that like music trivia, I take the songs you all vote on and I just count them down like 51 all the way down to number one. I get to pretend I'm Casey Kasem. You get to play some trivia. Everyone has a good time. And it's important that you fill out the survey. Otherwise, I'm just going to put a bunch of 2000s emo pop punk anthems into there, sprinkle in a little bit of 90s music. If you don't want that, fill out the survey on your own so that you get to pick what the songs are. And actually, get some friends to fill it in too, because one of the more recent submissions I had nominated like My Chemical Romance for almost every single item. So you guys, you got to step in, nominate some things so that music that you all want to have represented on here makes the cut. Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to just sign off. Thank you for everything. Again, this is just going to be a bonus round. We'll come back next week with a full game, with a full podcast. And then, like I said, April 26th, we'll play the live trivia. Friday at 8 p.m. Central. Will be a good time. But for now, that's all I have. So thank you for listening. Peace out and pod on, you nerds.